to Plot Twist I Forgot. I'm Davin.
I'm Laura.
And we are here to talk to you about Tradwife by Saratoga Schaefer. So if you have not read this book, this is going to be full of spoilers. We're going to be chatting about all the things from weird pregnancy cravings to what Laura lovingly refers to as daddy well demon. And if you want to know what any of those things mean, you should read the book first, because it was fun. It was very interesting. And I think, not that I had like met expectations, but it was definitely exceeded my expectations in the sense of like, what is this book going to do? Like, where are we going
with this story? Sure was just like, I'm not expecting to love this book.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure I would like it, but I had low expectations simply because like the pregnancy trope doesn't appeal to me. I don't get into it, but it really worked.
It did. It was so good.
And disgusting.
It was very dark. Like, I appreciated, because I think it was interesting because you have in the context of she's a tradwife and she has this new beautiful home that is so clean because that's, you know, her husband doesn't want her to work. He wants her to be a homemaker. And so she is always at home and then making these elaborate meals to then actually, you know what I really want to eat? Raw meat. Mm-hmm. And the fresher, the better. And so then having those scenes and then what comes later, it's just very, very interesting what she did. What our main character did versus what you would think her old self would do. So, yes.
And it's so fast. The transition is like, do I need Graham? Do I really? Do I have to feed him? I don't think I do. Where is he even?
Yes. And that's okay. I think that's what made me nervous, because when I heard this was pitched as like a Rosemary's Baby type of story, I was like, okay, for the love of God, if the husband does not die or have some irreparable harm fall upon him, I will be so mad, because the main character in Rosemary's Baby deserved to be thrown into a pit of lava and like eaten by devil sharks. I don't know. He deserved so much worse. Don't get that. Yeah. And so I was like, hey, like, please, please, please do that. And we do have a good for her ending. And I loved it with my whole heart.
Same.
Because Graham sucked a lot.
Yeah, big time.
The worst.
My favorite thing in the world with these like trad wife stories or whatever is the husband is always the one who's like pitching this idea. You stay home, be a homemaker, you know, make me dinner, take care of me, have my slippers ready when I get home. Oh, now you're boring.
Yes. Okay. So that was like, that's what I appreciated with this story, was like you get some scenes of them meeting and she talks about, I forget everything they were talking about. I think she was probably talking about herself. And she's like, he gets a glazed look in his eye. And then she was like, but what I really want is a family and to take care of people. And he's like, click. And then, you know, there's this scene where they're at their old place, or, you know, she's with his friends and she's like, you know, making sure they have drinks and food and blah, blah, blah. And one of his friends makes a comment. He's like, dude, you're so lucky. Your wife's hot and she does everything for you or whatever. And he was like, well, I have to pay for everything. And it's like, isn't that what you wanted? Like,
that's what you proposed.
The point. Like, this is what you, what do you mean? Like, you wouldn't be with her if she had a career and was something other than your servant, basically. Like, that's what she is.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I'm like,
and that's what you asked for.
Exactly. And then you, and then you cheat on her? No, sir.
How dare.
We cannot do this.
Like, the audacity.
The audacity of everything. Like, and he was also just such a mediocre dude. Like, she's like, oh, he's so great, and he provides for us, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he is not even average.
No.
Like, for the love, please open your eyes. Like, no. Can't do it.
Uh-uh. The bar is in hell.
Mm-hmm. It very much is. So you had like met expectations, but it was exceeded. And I would say the same, that it was, I really liked it. And I think because too, like, I think we all have like the, initial idea of like who a trad wife is, like what goes on inside their head. Like, you kind of make these assumptions, unfortunately, based on what you see on social media. And I like it because every once in a while you have her in her inner monologue, like the other side of like, okay, are you sure? Like, you should be doing like, oh, you're not taking care of yourself, or you're not doing these things, and like kind of just being the antithesis of who she is, like, quote unquote, wanting to be. And she wasn't just like someone who grew up and wanted to be an influencer and always wanted to be a mom. It was her mom died when she was young and her dad forced her, basically, like he didn't have anyone else. So she then had to fill the role of a quote unquote wife, with obviously not that like other aspect of it, but she was cleaning and cooking and
right.
doing all the things. And she likes taking care of people. And then it's like, okay, but then when you have these aspirations to be something more, like she wants to be a scientist, that's her whole thing. And then her dad is like, but you're too pretty to be a scientist. Like, don't mm-hmm. waste your time on it. And she's like, okay, you're right. I should not do this.
Right. And like, she was raised her whole life to not have any real like negative feedback. Like,
yeah,
you're perfect. You're such a great homemaker, but like, you can't do science. And then she gets into this really exclusive science program and has one session of negative feedback. And she's like, you're right, I can't do science. But that's just how those programs work. Like, people on purpose try and tear your ideas down in part to make them better. Mm-hmm. Now, some of those people could have been I don't know. But that's peer review. That's how it yes. works.
Mm-hmm. But she was never really prepared for that. It was just, okay, you have mm-hmm. this voice in her head of like, I can't do this because my dad said I shouldn't. Then, oh my God, this is actually hard. And she never really is forced to better herself by overcoming those issues to then get what she actually wants. And she's not realizing the fact that she got into this crazy exclusive science program means she's actually, like, she belongs there. She should be there.
Right.
And she's like, nah. Actually, I'm just going to become a trad wife.
Right. Thank you. She was never raised to believe that so she much. Could do more than that.
Uh-huh. Correct. Were there any parts that, like, really stood out to you when you were reading it?
Other than the things that grossed me out?
Yes. Okay. Well, I guess we could set up that premise. So, like, I mean, we read the synopsis in our first episode, but basically she's an influencer, she does the whole trad wife thing, but she doesn't have a child, and that's the next thing that she wants. Is she's married, she has the house, she's worked really hard to build this aesthetic, and she is still not pregnant despite the fact that they are trying. And so she is like very upset about that, but like her husband doesn't really seem to mind that they're not pregnant.
No, he doesn't, because he is off canoodling with Rose.
Yes, correct. So he's doing his own thing. He's always back. You know, they moved like an hour away or so from the city, and he's always in the city with his family or friends or whatever, and not really there. So she goes out to outside, and where they live, she's always been warned, like, don't go into the forest because weird things happen in the forest. Just, like, be careful. And she's like, that's weird. But at the edge of her property, she has a well, and very early on in the book, she goes out to the well and has this whole thing of like, oh, I remember when, like, you know, my mom and I used to go to wishing wells, and she made a wish or whatever. And so she does the same thing, and she wishes for a baby. And then she thinks she sees a shadow in the well and is like, that's not good. And
that was weird. I gotta go.
Yeah, I should gotta go. I have to go finish making my
pork tenderloin or whatever.
Yes. And then goes away and kind of promptly forgets about it, but is like, okay. But then the other part of that, too, is because obviously he's cheating, he does not really want to have sex with her. Like, he doesn't want anything with that, and he keeps rebuffing her advances. And she's like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, I'm trying to get pregnant, and you're always on your phone, and you don't care unless it's like a quick, you know, blowjob. Like, that's all you want. You want something right. quick that is only for you. Thank you so much. And, you know, she kind of has to figure out what she's going to do next, which is made very easy for her when, like, a weird demon shows up in her bedroom. And she's like, you know what would be fun?
Sleeping. I love that she convinces herself, like, God must be a fallen angel. You know, the Bible says that they have eyes and wings, so it yes. must be, that must be, God wants me to have this baby. So can't be wrong, can't be infidelity on my part, because
yes. I'm doing it for him.
It's a fallen angel, and I'm doing it for our family. So that, and so that, like, my career as an influencer can, you know, help since Graham finds me so boring now.
And then what I did think was very funny, where she was like, you know, sex has always been kind of just eh with Graham, but, like, the demon, she's, like, all about it. She was like, that was the best night of my life. And I was like, oh, no, are we starting? Is she going to fall in love with the demon?
Daddy Well Demon. You can't. He's undeniable.
He's undeniable.
He brings you snacks.
Yes, and I think that was what was so crazy, is that, like, as she's going through this, because after she, you know, she sleeps with the demon / fallen angel, she is, you know, she's pregnant, but she has a very quick pregnancy, and things are changing in her body, primarily. She wants to eat raw meat. Nothing. She cannot stomach anything else at all. It doesn't work. She is not only just, like, within a week looking like she's 3 months pregnant, she is also, like, very weak, and you can basically tell the baby is feeding off of her, and she is, like, kind of skeletal and not her usual bubbly, pretty, quote-unquote, according to Graham's self.
Right. I love that she's like, oh, I still make dinner for Graham, and then I wait until he drinks himself to sleep, and then I gobble down raw steak.
And I thought what was crazy, too, is that, like, he is obviously so inattentive, because you're telling me that man didn't notice that you were not eating your dinner. Like, you weren't touching. You were pretending to eat.
No. And he never, like, pays attention to her.
No, he definitely didn't. But it was kind of crazy where it's, like, all of this stuff. And eventually, you know, he does have that whole blow up toward the end and everything. But it's like, okay, are you... You really don't care at all about her.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. The church scene was crazy. And I don't know, she keeps getting put in these scenarios where it's like, how do you not see that he does not want? He doesn't care about
you. Well, I think she, like, deep down knows that, but she has no other option. Like, what's she going to do?
Yeah.
She has no career. She has no degree. Like, her job is being a wife. And if she can't do that, she has nothing to fall back on. So she chooses to ignore all of these signs.
Yeah.
In order to maintain her, you know, lifestyle and what she's got going on, which is a demon baby growing inside of her too fast.
A demon baby. Yeah.
If I threw up mud after leaving a church, I would be like, doctor for me. And the way she's like, nothing's happening, I can't go to a doctor because then they'll know that this is happening too fast or whatever. There's no way. I have such anxiety that I would be like, the monster baby is trying to kill me, and I would immediately take myself to the emergency room.
Well, you have to think, too, like, I guess what would they do? Like, they're not going to believe you that you're impregnated by a fallen angel, so I think you could probably very easily lie and just, like, you know, go once. You know, I don't think she could have gone all the time.
Just for, like, a checkup. Roll in and be like, hey... No, I've been pregnant for so long. Am I okay?
Yeah, like a
little something.
I threw
up dirt in a church parking lot. Is that a symptom of...
Is that normal? Like, what do we think about this?
I myself smell like wheat and loam. Is that okay?
Does that normally happen? Why do I smell like, you know, iron? It's so weird. I don't know. Yeah, that whole, because she wants to go back to church, and he goes and finds them a church, and then she has this freak out and is like, okay, you go have fun vomiting in the parking lot, I'll come out for you in like 30 minutes, and then not care if you're sick. So
yeah,
peace out.
She was like, oh, I was just ill, I'm not feeling very well, and he's like, anyway, time to go home for you to make dinner.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when she falls and is, like, concussed or whatever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he comes home late, as always, to find her, like, passed out on the floor, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, are you feeling okay? Like, you're pregnant or whatever, and should we take you to the doctor? And she's like, oh, no, I'm fine. It's just, you know, real tired. Must have fallen down and then fallen asleep. I don't remember how she handles that situation. And again, he's like, sick. Can you make dinner?
Yes.
What? Uh-huh.
And then, or then he was like two. I think one of the times he immediately goes out with friends after she got hurt, and it's like, wouldn't you?
I actually think that was the time he was like, all right, well, you lay down and I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
First of all, if you think she hit her head and is concussed, not sleep.
Exactly.
Like, everybody knows that.
Last thing you should do, you know. Nice. Great. Nice try, my friend. And then through it all, I did, oh God, what's Renee? Is that the friend's name? Who comes over the neighbor?
Yeah.
I thought she was interesting. I was kind of wanting a little more from her story.
I really thought her story was going to tie in with the demon a little bit more. Like the way she was talking about the kids and whatever. I thought we would get kind of more of a tie-in, but it really just was like a weird one-off. But
yeah,
because she was like, oh, the woods or whatever. But then she had nothing to do with it.
No, I was expecting her to like, maybe it would be that same demon or just something else related to it. I thought she would have been like, yeah, I went through the same thing, and my child is also, spoiler, a demon, too.
Right.
Like, I was waiting for that.
Or that, or, like, the way she was talking about her kids, you could tell that the kids weren't there. You could tell she was lying.
Yes.
And I was like, did the demon take the babies? Like, is there something going on there? But no, it's just a stupid husband.
Exactly. There's many stupid, stupid husbands. But I do think, too, and maybe it was just because she was self-absorbed, but, like, or just not wanting to see what's right in front of you, but you have the whole part where Camille isn't admitting to herself that her husband is cheating, except, you know, despite all the signs. And then, too, she's always like, God, Renee's teeth are always stained purple. Her lips are always stained purple. Or, oh, there's always this sour smell to her, or whatever it is. And it's like, babe, she's drunk. She's having problem with alcohol. She was so into her own problems, which, I mean, I guess, sure, you know, okay.
Demon
but
baby.
She consistently is just, like, not saying what's right there in front of her until it's very
the
much
Graham
too
stuff
late.
She's just willfully ignoring, because, again, she has no other options. So she's like, well, once I get this baby out, it won't matter. The Renee thing, she was so wrapped up in herself that she was just trying to get Renee out before actually solving anything.
Yeah. I did feel bad, though, because I was like, Renee seems like she could be a good time, and she's just going through a rough period of life right now. Like, be a friend to her. She's trying to be a friend to you.
But I feel like that's, like, not always, obviously, the case, but when you think of, like, a 70s housewife, I think of drunk moms. Like, there's that crazy 70s crash diet. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's like, have a glass of white wine and one hard-boiled egg for breakfast. Like,
from Vogue, that
whole
thing?
Right. Yes, uh-huh. It's like dry lettuce and two glasses of white wine. Like, it's just...
It was
craziest crash diet. And then, like, they would be prescribed Quaaludes. And, like, this is kind of not... I don't want to say traditional. Obviously, there are systems that work really well. Stay-at-home moms are great. And that's hard as But there's also, like, the dark side of it where you're, like, sequestered away from adults. And that can take a toll. And it takes a toll on Renee, and obviously takes a toll on Camille, who finds a new, you know, path to having a family.
Well, I think, too, like, on that whole, like, sequestered part, like, there are these lines in the book where she was, like, she considers her followers her friends, like, my online friends this, my online friends that, because she doesn't have real-life friends. She talks
about
how she...
She doesn't have real-life anybody.
No. And she also makes that comment of, like, I don't have any female friendships because, like, I don't want them to comment on my lifestyle. Like, they're always going to say something. So then there's part of her where, like, she's kind of refusing in some aspects, but also she's not really allowed to because they don't have a second car. She's out in the middle of nowhere. Right. Graham has the only car and doesn't see a reason that she needs to drive anywhere because, you know, nothing bad will happen where she's going to have to get in a car and go get help or something. Like, you know. Let's just leave her
trapped.
Trapped in a forest now with a demon who is somehow better than you, apparently. You know?
He provides. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. What did you think when the baby was born?
No.
Like, that whole switch of, like, where she was just, like, so quickly, like, my baby is not normal. And she was like, it's okay. I'll live with it. Like, she is just so on board immediately.
This is fine.
Yeah.
No one needs to see her eyes.
Oh my, yes. And I was like, how are you going to let that pass? Like the baby is born, very traumatic birth scene you have, like she gives birth during the day and Graham isn't there, but the demon is, and the demon helps her give birth to this child.
Daddy Well Demon.
Daddy Well Demon, and the baby doesn't have irises. It's just all white.
Again, I would be like, doctor, time to take the baby to the doctor.
Well, but then she's like, I think the reason she's like, one, I can't show anyone this child,
They're
and
gonna
two,
take
she
my
was like,
demon baby away from me.
yeah, they're gonna do that. And
For
also, well,
science.
her dad has those, she has her dad's eyes, so she knows where it's coming from and like what it is.
Right.
She's like, I it's fine, it
This
doesn't
is
matter.
fine. Yeah, birth graphic birth scene.
Yeah.
Very visual in a way that I didn't need, so there's that.
And then Graham being surprised that she had a baby, and she was like, he didn't even like comment on why I didn't call him that I had a
Nothing. He
baby.
was just like,
Yeah.
"Oh, the baby is here." Cool.
Ta-da. Yeah. Anyway, so what about dinner? Again,
For real.
probably is how that happened. If you could not feed your child
No.
the normal stuff like milk,
No.
and then your baby bit off your toe and was
Absolutely
like,
not. Into the
good.
well with you.
How about you go live with your father?
Exactly. You seem better suited to outside. Goodbye.
You're an outside baby. How about that? I don't think you can. I don't think you can be
My outside baby. No, I don't have the mental fortitude to cut pieces of myself off and feed them to a child. It wouldn't occur to me to do that. The pass the toe thing, I'd be like, oh, we'll get you a nice squirrel.
A nice squirrel, yes.
No, it would, I couldn't do it. And this is, I think when I texted you and I was like, and this is how I know I would be a bad mom.
Honestly, but I don't know that I would. I don't know. Like, because she's pretty.
I
And I
don't
guess
think the baby should expect it of me, first and foremost.
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of just goes back, like, the mom is supposed to provide and her body is built to provide. But, like,
Right.
what does
It's
that look
the
like when it's a
classic horror
demon?
spin-off of being a mom. Like you have to give pieces of yourself until nothing of you
Correct.
is left.
Yeah.
Like that's what's
But it's very
expected of mothers.
literal. She made it
Right.
very literal in this case, where she
In
is
your
li
face.
cutting off parts of herself or like making incisions so the baby can drink her blood. Like she is just fully going there. And only and also like the baby is always asleep when Graham is home. Like when anyone else comes home to her house, baby's asleep or pretending to be
Yeah,
asleep.
it's like the toys in Toy Story when Andy's coming. Just
Yeah. Very,
I'm asleep.
very much so. And like it takes a while for Graham even to be like, why does our baby sleep so much? Like what's happening here?
She's tired
She's
and
never
growing so
awake.
fast. Look at her. She needs the energy.
She needs energy, And then
Yeah.
it gets to be a lot. It gets to a point where she's like, I can't feed her anymore because she will kill me.
Yeah. And
She is
again, it
going
happened
to kill
so
me.
quickly, which, like, you didn't have another plan?
No, she didn't. She's just like, okay, what now? What do I do? And also, I think it's important to note too, at this point, like not only is her baby like eating parts of herself, but Camille can't still eat real food, quote unquote real food, like normal food. She
Right.
has to eat
Squirrels.
squirrel, yeah, because she tries to eat raw meat, but it doesn't have the same effect that
Yeah.
it did when she was pregnant because it's not fresh. So then Daddy Well Demon is leaving her the bodies of dead animals that he recently killed so that she can eat. And so every night she slips out from bed from Graham and goes to eat a deer or a rabbit or
A
something
boar,
else.
any sort
Yes.
of wild game.
Yeah. And
Again, disgusting.
oh yeah, it was a lot. Like she's had that transformation and she's losing hair. She's like
Right.
noticing like scaly parts on her scalp. Like she is not, she goes
Her
from being like,
skin is like becoming gray and dull.
yes, to match also because her baby sweetheart, her skin is like kind of a greenish gray kind of color.
I have a problem with naming a baby sweetheart. I don't like it.
Well, I did think that line was funny where she was like, I don't even remember what name we actually picked for her. We just all started calling her Sweetheart and that's it. Ta-da.
Her Sweetheart name now- bit off your f***ing toe. What's her real name? Stop it.
You don't, it's Sweetheart to you, okay? She can't help what she is, okay?
Her well, that's, she demon. Can't, that's true.
You know, she's,
it's not her fault you gave birth to a wild animal.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, there is a point where, like, you know, she is obviously, no one is really coming around to see the baby. Her husband's family wants to see the baby, and she's trying to balance, like, how do I even share photos? Because, you know, people want to see her when she's awake, but I really can't show that because she has no irises. And every time Renee comes over, she's like, oh God, please don't wake up. Because for the most part, Sweetheart is never awake when other people are there. It's only when Camille is home, until one day when Renee goes to pick her up and the baby's like, huh, you smell good.
Yeah, we're at the point where Camille is like having trouble feeding her, doesn't have enough flesh and or blood to keep the baby, you know, satiated. And Renee comes over and doesn't ever take no for an answer because she's desperate for human contact because she's been abandoned by her husband. Yeah. And Renee gets a little bit. She sees her eyes. How does it, the sequence actually happen? She sees her eyes, the baby bites her, and then Camille is like, shit, and hits her on the head a bunch with a rolling pin.
Because so she sees the eyes, she freaks out, and like, I think right at that moment is where Sweetie bites down on her arm, and she's like trying to shake her off, and Camille's like, if you just, for the love of God, stop moving, like, I can get her off of you, just please stop it. And then
she's afraid she's gonna like fling the baby.
Yes, she's afraid she's going to hurt her, and then she does hit her in the back of the head with the rolling pin, and Sweetie just kills her and starts eating her insides.
And is having the time of her baby life while doing it.
Oh, this is like the best thing she's ever eaten since her mom's toes, basically.
Ugh.
Like,
also, my husband would notice if I were missing toes.
That's what but I think that's the point where, like, not only is she missing toes, but she has cut parts of herself off. Like, she has a divot here, like, scars here, but because they're not intimate, he doesn't know. All he notices at one point is, hey, you basically look ugly now. Like, what happened? Why aren't you so pretty?
Can you change out of your yoga pants, please? Where's your dress?
Yeah, where's your dress? Like, your hair, what's going on? Like, you look terrible. What happened to old Camille?
And I'm raising your child without you here, Graham. I'm not becoming a forest demon. Don't ask me any questions.
For the love of God, leave me alone. I'm just living my life and trying to take care of this child. I do think it is interesting, though, as she's, like, getting more and more into, you know, her transformation, too. She's just, like, so snippy with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, when did you get a backbone? What's going on
here? It occurs to me now that you suck. And I didn't notice it until I was so tired and scared that people were going to find out the secret of my demon child. Mm-hmm. And make your own dinner.
Yes, you idiot. I did. That was very satisfying because I was, like, so scared that it was going to go in another way of, like, her being like, okay, you're right. I am so sorry. And she was like, basically, shove it up your ass. I don't care anymore.
First of all, you're not here. Second of all,
who's
Rose? I actually don't think she ever, she doesn't bring it up because she marks when she finds out he's cheating, first of all, it's obvious the whole time. And she finally picks up the phone and is like, you have an Instagram and you don't follow me?
I loved that part where, like, it wasn't the fact that he was cheating. It was, she was like, oh, hell no, he doesn't follow me on Instagram. Like, that was when she was like, you can actually go get like, go away.
Okay, I don't remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about how she found out he was cheating.
Oh, right. Where you don't follow me.
She picks up the phone and is like, yeah, you don't follow me type of situation. And she's reading the messages. And he's, like, talking about, oh, like, I wish I had a baby with someone else and I don't really love her. I love you. Blah, right. blah, blah.
Like, I don't want to have a baby with her. I want to have a baby with you.
Yeah.
Faceless internet woman.
Yeah, because then she goes to her profile and it's literally just photos of roses and that's it. Like, yeah. So you never really find out who it is. And she's like, huh, okay, this is interesting. And then she puts the phone back down and goes about her merry way while she tries to figure out exactly what she is going to do, because she's like, all right, I kind of have a limited amount of time here to like figure out what I'm going to do. Like, either he is going to stop and I can be like try to be the wife I was, or I need a backup plan because eventually this will end and I need something else.
Right. And now we're really going. Like, yes. now we're cooking, because she's like, you know what? This is it. I do believe in folic acid.
Oh my God, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he comes home and is like, what are you talking about? I don't have Instagram, because she left the message on red. And so he's deleted it by the time she comes home.
Yeah. So he knows. And she's like, maybe I was imagining it, but and I was like, oh God, don't go back on it now. Like, please do not do that. And she doesn't, thankfully. Like, she is
right.
very snappy towards him and just like,
I know what I saw. Here's your chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Have fun. I'm going to go take care of our child now, sir. And then she ends up having like another little foray with the demon over the well. And she's like, yeah, I think I hate my husband. And, and then... Yeah. What is it? The next, I think around this time too, I think very closely, she finds out he's cheating, and then the Renee thing happens, and then the cops come to be like, hey, have you seen Renee in a while? And this whole time too, because she was like not wanting to go to the doctor, and the only way she could get her husband to be okay with it is saying that Renee is her midwife. So he never meets this woman ever, even though it's your child's midwife. And he's like, sure, that's fine. And then the sheriff is like, yeah, that's weird that you say she's your midwife, because she doesn't have any experience in that right. at all.
She's actually an alcoholic dental assistant. I can't remember what her actual job is, but...
Yeah, she has... I don't remember either. And he's like, we're going to talk
about this. Oh, yeah, she took classes. Everything's fine.
Yeah, like, I don't know. This is what she told me. Like, I don't... This is all I knew.
She did smell of wine.
Yeah, And he's like, we're going to talk about this later. Like, what is going on? And then they have
a conversation. Well, because Graham is like, you don't need to talk to her. And I have to leave. So you have to leave. You can't talk to her without me present. Because yeah. she's not a human being. Uh-huh. So.
Correct. And, but then the cop comes back. He's very sneaky. Because he knows something is up.
Right.
And.
I think I dropped my pen.
Yeah. And she's like.
It's going to be the last pen you ever drop, buddy.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have done that, because the baby was already kind of waking up, and then she goes back, and now the baby is fully awake, and then they come downstairs, and she eats the sheriff, too. And ta-da!
Yep. But I think this one, doesn't she, like, hold the baby out like she's holding a tiny tiger or something? Like,
yes. She's like, I am... Okay, well, my baby's hungry. Sorry about it. And she kind of tosses her at him.
Yeah.
And he freaks out. And then she, you know, latches on. And the rest is history. He goes into the back garden where they keep their other bodies that Sweetie will eat for a few days until she can no longer do so.
Unrefrigerated... uncooked human meat? Disgusting.
Tradwives, baby. That's what it's all about. Ta-da.
Raw milk to the extreme.
Ew, gross. Yeah. No, thank you. And then that night, I don't even remember exactly how it goes down, but then I think, you know, Graham is like, I want to talk to you. And she is like, God, I don't have time for this, my dude. Like, he's like, get changed and come down and we're going to talk. And she does not change. And he's very mad that she looks like a gremlin. And he's like, all right, I've tried to make this work, but, you know, you're not taking care of me anymore, so I think we should
get... You're not taking care of me or yourself, and so this is it. And I'll continue to, like, provide for you and the baby, but...
Yeah, which she is so confused about, because he's like, he doesn't believe in divorce. Like, so how are you going to do this? And he's like, I'm going to get an annulment.
Yeah, on, like, misrepresentation or something.
Yeah, and it's like, can you even do that? Because they've been married for a few years already, so, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe, probably, but that just seems like such a crazy way of, like, you used to be a bubbly person, and then you changed when we had a baby that you like, what? I don't think that will work, Graham. I don't think that'll work how you think it will at all.
Who knows?
And then she was like, okay, you can leave. And he's like, what? Like, he thought she was like, going to beg. And then he's like, okay.
Sounds good to me.
So that's fun. And she's like, you should, let's go see our child real quick. And then it's the first time.
You should say bye.
Yeah, basically. And it's the first time Sweetheart's ever awake when the dad is around. And he's like, what is wrong with her eyes? What did you do? Is what he says to her. Not like, you know, is she okay? Blah, blah, blah. What did you do to this child? And then Camille eats him.
Yeah.
Which was very satisfying. And I was very happy.
It really was.
That happened.
I was pleased. Not only does she eat him, but she films herself doing it. It's on the baby monitor.
Oh my god.
And she's like looking into the baby monitor chewing.
Like, yeah, so she has this part and then she, you know, she stops and Sweetheart's mad that she didn't get any food and she was like, sorry babe, that one was mine. And then she posts it on her social media, that video, and says "F*** you" to one of the influencers, because there's the whole like small storyline of her like wanting to be liked by this
being
very popular
obsessed
trad wife.
With this trad wife influencer.
And then
like, the whole like making the photo of them together is so creepy to me. But that's it, stems from the isolation that she's like, she has no friends, so she's like desperate to be in this woman's circle.
Yes, very much so.
It's very sad.
It is very sad. And then they go outside. And then
and she puts on this like black flowy dress.
Oh yeah.
For the eating of,
I think that's what it was, where he said go get changed and she puts on that, or at one point she puts on the funeral dress or something.
Right.
And he's like, didn't you wear that to my uncle's funeral? And she's like, so?
And
what's the point? And then they walk off to go live in the forest forever.
As a happy family.
Yes. And they're like,
Daddy Well Demon, Baby Well Demon, and Camille, who is becoming
a Well Demon.
A Well Demon.
And I don't know, if that's not what women's dreams are made of, I don't know what is.
Look, if I could walk off into the forest right now, I would.
Yes, and live off the earth and not have to deal with society or anything like that, 100%.
If I had that propensity, I would. But I don't. I simply do not. I would die of exposure in the summer. Like, it just...
Oh, 100%. There's no shot.
I would not do well.
You said you found discussion questions. Shall we discuss some of those questions?
I feel like we've covered kind of a lot of it. This is from Saratoga Schaefer's website. They have book club discussion questions. One of the things we've touched on but haven't talked about, but what was your impression of trad wives after reading Camille's story?
I think it just reinforces that nothing is ever as it seems online. Like, yeah, you come across, you know, this specific way, but, you know, these women are more than just trad wives, which obviously is dumb to say because people are more than just one thing. But I think when you have this genre of influencer where that is their entire brand and their personality, it can be very easy to forget that they are probably a layered person who is good at science, good at this, good at these other things, and this is just what they happen to choose to be doing. That it's, right. I guess, more like it's more calculated than you would assume, and not in a bad way, but in a very like strategic, well thought out way of how they go about things. What about you?
You know, get that bad girl. I don't care if you want to be a trad wife and post about it on Instagram. I draw the line when you're spreading harmful medical information.
Yeah,
that's big time. Not science. Uh-huh. You're just basing it on some that you thought up as a new, you know, recipe to sell or whatever. Strawberries are not covered in pesticides. Like, this is real things that are happening right now. And I just, like, that's where I draw the line. Make your money. If you don't want to, like, be a part of, like, the typical, air quotes, workforce, and social media is the way you want to do that, great. Like, show me your kids' arts and crafts. Cool. But you're not a doctor. Don't act like one.
I think what's crazy, though, too, is just, like, you are reaching for this way of life where we don't do it that way for a reason. Like, there's a reason we do certain things. And yes, is everything ethical? Of course not. Nothing is ever fully 100% ethical. But, like, you want to embody a time where people lived to like 30 and everyone had diphtheria and food wasn't like, why that wasn't better.
Yeah.
There's a reason we're living longer.
Remember scurvy? Let's do that again. Yeah. Like, what?
Like, that's, I think, where the issue is, where it's like, yeah, I don't love that aspect of it all. It's just like, you guys really aren't considering the whole picture here of why things are the way they are.
Right. I literally think we've talked about almost all of this.
Oh, did we? Okay. Look at us.
So smart.
Whoa. Never would have guessed that, huh? Never would have thought. So this was their second book. I think their first book was something about serial killer murder club survivor story, something or other. I don't remember.
Serial killer. It's serial killer support group.
Okay, I was close. Serial killer survivors group.
Murder club survivor stories.
I'm gonna write.
Man, we're crushing it today.
That's what I think we should name that book. Will you read more of their work?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, same. I am very excited. I'm surprised that their next book, The Bluebeard Story, comes out this year too. I was expecting that to be a next year thing. It's not. It's October. And nice. I am so stoked for that one.
Yeah, I will definitely pick that up.
Well, that was Tradwife. I would recommend you read more stuff like that, because it's a very interesting topic to dive into if you also want to be very angry at sometimes. So
I love to be angry.
Me too. It's very fun. So
I also love like the duality that these books are bringing, like, oh, this like very pure long hair flowy dress woman eats her husband. Like, that's
well, I think that's also what's so interesting about, like, when the feminists take on some of these horror, and not even just, like, retellings, but, like, just the feminist aspect of horror, I think that is fun, where you have that duality of, like, you know, people want women, and a lot of women are, like, you know, you're very, I don't know, you want to be feminine, and you want to be delicate, and you want to wear these cute dresses, and, like, makeup, and then you also maybe want to eat someone who pissed you off, like, all those things are true, and it's really interesting to watch them become true.
You can be feminine, but, like, you can also be feral. Don't mess with me.
Correct, yes.
I will eat your eyeballs.
Well, I think there is even that line in the book where it's, oh gosh, hang on, I just bookmarked it because I highlighted it. She has a line here. Hang on, let me read to you. She says, maybe I don't want to raise a traditional wife. Maybe I want to raise a feral woman. And you're just like, oh, okay, you don't, you're fully, like, not buying into that way of life anymore. Like, that's not what you very quickly see that there is something else there. And I think that is, I'm always there for that when those.
And I think Daddy Well Demon is a better husband than Graham has ever been.
He is 1,000%. Yes, correct.
He cares.
He brought her food. There was the whole part where she comes out and there's like a woven mat next to the dead animal body that he brought her because he noticed. Because
he noticed that she was having knee pain?
Yes, and Graham would never. He didn't notice that she lost two toes and has like random scars throughout her body. And like he notices that her knees hurt her. Like, come on, bruh. He really raised the bar and you just
the can't. Man that you are.
Oh my god, I'm gonna start writing fanfic.
First place on my Hear Me Out cake is the forest demon.
From Treadwell. Oh my god, you know what? I support it. I can't be mad. I agree. I agree. There is merit to this story.
Yeah.
There is merit. Well, tune in next week. I think we have an inkling of an idea of what we would like to do. Will we do it? That depends on the book we find. So,
who knows?
Until then, follow us at Plot Twist I Forgot. Our show notes are below, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.